listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
The head of Utah's bid for another Winter Olympics says having an NHL team could have a big impact if the games return in 2034.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with more. Adam?
Amanda, Utah's Olympic Bid Committee President and CEO Fraser Bullock tells me this morning how he felt when the news broke yesterday.
It's fantastic. This is a generational opportunity for all of Utah, and I'm very grateful.
Bullock says this helps us in 2034 in two specific ways. One, the Delta Center will need more hockey-accommodated seats at the very least, and whether or not we get that new arena downtown, he says all those extra seats will net Utah millions more dollars in ticket sales. He also says that having an NHL team in Utah could increase the likeliness that NHL's players will want to play for their countries in the Olympics in 2034. He also told me that the Delta Center is already set to host figure skating and short track speed skating, and that the Maverick Center and Peaks Ice Arena are both set to host hockey games, that a new arena could give them even more flexibility. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Meantime, NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman was interviewed last night on the NHL Network, and he had a lot to say about hockey in Utah.
You mentioned the fact there'll be hockey at the Delta Center, 12,000 unobstructed seats, and perhaps plans to go further from that.
Well, actually, there are plans which I've seen, and it'll take two summers to do it after this summer, but the unobstructed capacity will be 17,000 when they're done, and while it's 12,000 unobstructed now, there's still another 4,000 for the temporary part of this obstructed seats.
Well, it's clearly been part of your legacy to have hockey in non-traditional markets. How nice is it going to be for hockey fans to see hockey in Utah?
Well, I think it's going to be great. It's a great winter sports area, so we're looking forward to going to Utah. Great for sports, great for winter sports, and we think NHL hockey will thrive there.
The commissioner says they had to move the team out of Arizona because the college arena they were playing at was not suitable for the NHL. But he does hope that Arizona can build a new stadium down the road so hockey can return there.
KSL's top national stories. Now, Israel launched a missile attack at a military base in Iran overnight in response to Iran's attack earlier this week. This morning, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was asked about the escalation while he attends the G7 meetings in Italy.
We cannot support a major military operation in Rafah. First, there are currently somewhere around 1.4 million people in Rafah, many of them displaced from other parts of Gaza.
Blinken says they have announced additional sanctions on Iran.
Immigrants who want to board a plane in the U.S. can use their customs documents as ID. Two Utah congressmen are pushing bills to stop that. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with the story. Peter?
Tim, Representative Burgess Owens has added his name to a bill that would stop airlines from accepting documents as ID, like the Immigration Customs Enforcement's document that would summon immigrants to report to their office. Owens says in a statement he wants this to resolve a, quote, double standard, where American citizens face strict airport security standards around ID. Utah Senator Mike Lee is running a companion bill, and he refers to this new app called CBP1 that allows immigrants to set up appointments with Customs and Border Patrol before entering a point of entry. Other congressional leaders say that the app actually protects U.S. Interests and citizens. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather with Matt Johnson. We're more than halfway through the month, so how are those April showers looking?
We've picked up about a third of an inch in Salt Lake City when we averaged 2.16 inches for the entire month, so running way behind normal in one of our wettest months of the year. Bountiful Bench, 1.45, so a little bit more in the rain gauge, but you do expect more up there. 3.74 is the average on the month.
Despite the setback, we're rounding out the winter with an above-average snowpack.
Let's get that first look traffic now with Andy Farnsworth.
Right now, if you're traveling on I-15, then you've got a clean drive coming into Salt Lake City. There is a bit of slowing on North 15 right before 600 North in Salt Lake that just sort of popped up. And we've got a bit of slowing on Legacy now, just going from Centerville up towards Farmington. Very, very minor spots, but just starting to appear. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The Jordan River and its tributaries could have higher levels than normal sooner than expected. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more. Michael?
Amanda, this probably doesn't come as a surprise given our snowpack is at 130% of normal, but Salt Lake County officials tell the Salt Lake Tribune they're expecting flood risk will stay relatively low. Still, the river will be flowing high, fast, and cold as water is released from Utah Lake. Officials are warning people to be careful if they, their pets, or their kids are around any of these waterways. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
New parents often feel overwhelmed at the stress raising a new baby. Dr. Tegri Hui with the Intermountain Center for Safe and Healthy Families says new parents need to go to support people.
You're reacting to that frustration because we never planned for it. It was always something that is not going to happen to me. And so often we're hit with a different reality.
She says new parents need to remember that crying is the only way for babies to express themselves.
Don't be surprised if you see a big hot dog driving around the state this weekend.
The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile parked its big bun and dog at Sugar House Park on Thursday, grilling out with fans. Today, they'll be camping at KOA Utah. Aioli Anna Murphy says they're having a great time with all the stares and waves.
I think people often will see us randomly, but the fans who really, really want to see us will go online and track us down.
After a brief change to the Frank Mobile, the iconic Wienermobile's name has been restored for this summer's road trip around the country. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
I knew it was going to be a mistake to change it from the Wienermobile to the Frank Mobile. It just doesn't have the same ring to it. Ahead of the arrival of Utah's honored guest, Kevin Bacon, returning to Payson High School 40 years later, it hasn't been the easiest road for everyone involved with preparations. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera got the scoop on how they're feeling.
With over 1,000 requests for volunteers and the whole state buzzing for Kevin Bacon's arrival, Student Council Advisor Jenny Staley has been on a constant rotation of meetings, Zoom calls, emails, and press appearances. She admits the coordination effort has been overwhelming.
Having a real clear picture of how it's all going to work. And, you know, and in addition to that, we're still putting on prom. So, you know, we've got a gym to decorate.
Staley credits every volunteer, local agencies, and the community for stepping up to make a lifetime memory in Payson. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
I'm so happy for them.
I wonder if they're going to try and stick to what the decor was in the movie.
Oh, I wonder.
You know, by watching the movie, then trying to make the gym look a lot like it
Flashback.
Did.
Flashback.
Yeah.